what they did is they wrapped it around the front cross member. That is not a good move, because we've seen water get between the shear plate and the front cross member and rusted out that connection of the shear plate.
Ah.
So that was not good. What you wanted to do is overlap onto the front cross member by inch or so, something like that was more than enough,
mm-hmm.
assuming you're doing it with the body on. And an 88 likely had the battery box on the front of the trailer. So we literally, that battery box is welded to the front cross member. So we made the shear plate so it sort of projects down an inch or so from the top of the box. And then there's sort of a notch in that shear plate, and you literally weld it to the top portion of the box.
Huh.
And obviously as tight to the front of the body as possible. But it goes up between the exterior skin and the C-channel. So it's literally, you don't see it. You see a little bit popping out underneath the rub rail in the front. But, you know, you really got to look hard to see it. And that's assuming you don't even put aluminum trim over top of it, which we typically do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it goes between there, goes up in just behind the front skin, and you stick it between, there's typically two vertical ribs there as well. So it goes between the rib and the skin. That way when you buck it together, it squeezes all those things together and helps to carry the load up through the front of the trailer, spreading it on a much larger surface area and eliminating the chance of this thing falling apart like they always do.
Awesome. All right. Hope that helps. I know shear plates are a good design piece that some of us, most of us vintage guys have, I think.
Yeah, it should go up, you know, 6-8 inches, maybe 10 inches, you know. And it's, like I said before, it's only like a 16th of an inch thick. This is not not real heavy steel at all. You know, 16 gauge, 18 gauge, something like that.
And I would
make sure it's not bare steel.
Yeah, I was gonna say paint it
15. Put some kind of film between there so you don't get any kind of electrolysis going on.
Yeah, painting up good the pour 15. Alrighty, just like the rest of the frame that you can get to. So this next one is I sent you. It's from Matt Fox about the waste tanks. Matt from British Columbia. He writes, "Hi Tim, thanks for the VAP. The waste tanks on my 79 Sovereign land yacht rear bath have collapsed a bit." He sent some pictures. "The top of the tanks have sunk down while the bottom has risen up. There's now only about 1 or 2 inches between the top and the bottom of the gray tank." That's weird. "The black tank is not quite as bad. I've included a couple of photos for reference, including one with a straight edge, so you can see the dip there. Why has this happened, or how? Is it a concern? Will it return when it's full? And if it is a concern, how to fix it?" So, anyway, thanks, Matt.
I see the pictures. I don't think there's anything necessarily physically wrong with the tanks, other than the fact that the gray tank on that trailer was way too small, and in my opinion, in the wrong position anyway.
Where was it?
So, when there's a gray tank in the back end of the trailer, it's the wrong spot. That's a lot of people said that contributed to rear end separation. It's made things worse. But it's really that whole leaking back end and rotting out everything that's caused it. This did not cause it. This has just made it perhaps a little bit worse, a little bit quicker, but it's still a problem. I would eliminate that gray tank because it's not big enough anyway. It's kind of a joke, you know. That the early gray tanks are like 15 gallons or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what we do in this era of trailer is we reuse the fresh tank. We convert it into a gray tank. And that fresh tank is typically up near the, just ahead of the axles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last one we did was about 45 gallons, I believe. which is a really nice size gray tank. That's definitely in the realm or larger than in a modern Airstream.
Sure.
And then, you've already got all the mounts and everything.